This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
In this impeachment circus, this is Megan Barrett, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Like I do as a ringmaster every Tuesday. And today is a special day because we have a farting clown at the head of this impeachment circus. Hang on tight, we're going to get all through the impeachment circus. I watched it today, so you didn't have to. I walk in and I asked Wayne, I said, did you see any of it? He goes, no, I don't have time to watch that. It's a joke. But you know what? The joke is funny, and it's not so funny. Because Alexander Vindman, oh, excuse me, sir. Please call me Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. So Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was testifying in front of the impeachment committee today. And I'll just break it down real quick. He admitted to not following orders. He admitted going out of the chain of command. And he admitted that he knew the whistleblower. He didn't admit it. He said, no, I don't know the whistleblower. But Adam Schiff admitted that Adam Schiff knew who the whistleblower was and who Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, believed it to be. This is a coup. Straight up. Like Wayne and I have been saying for the last 3 years. Just a few days after this president was inaugurated, the Washington Post ran a story about the impeachment. The press started talking about impeachment. Five Democrats, or six Democrats, I believe it is, on that impeachment committee voted for the impeachment before Ukraine. So I often am asked, do you think they're going to impeach the president? Well, what the hell else are they going to do? They dragged us this far. You don't think they're going to drag us another few months? But the timing in this circus, in this coup, is getting in their way. And so are the facts. And so is the truth. And I'm glad that these impeachment hearings are being televised. Because one thing we should all walk away from in this circus is the fact that, yes, the deep state is not a conspiracy like we were being told just 4 years ago. The deep state is here, and it's ready to testify. And testify, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman did. So the Trump campaign shreds the Democrats in a succinct statement after this latest impeachment debacle. This comes from the Gateway Pundit. Brad Parscale, the Trump 2020 campaign manager, summed it all up in a brief statement after the dismal day of testimony. Democrats structured their whole sham impeachment hearing strategy with Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman as the linchpin, and today it further fell apart. Vindman confirmed that the transcript of the Ukraine phone call is accurate, was forced to admit that the president alone makes U.S. foreign policy, and testified that Burisma was a corrupt company which employed the son of then-Vice President Joe Biden. This could not have gone worse for Democrats and could not have gone better for Americans sick to death of this concocted, bogus circus, Parscale wrote. Perfect and succinct, because the ratings fell again, and Devin Nunes called out. He said, welcome to the second act, I believe he said, of this circus. The ratings are the lowest from last week, or lower than last week. The article goes on. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a National Security Council aide, was the Democrats' star witness on Tuesday, but he shot holes throughout their own talking points. Vindman was one of three people in the infamous July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky. Democrats alleged that Trump demanded Zelensky investigate the business dealings of Joe Biden's son Hunter with Ukrainian power company Burisma, then omitted the word from a transcript of the call, which they say White House then hid in a secret server. Not so, Vindman said. Vindman testified under oath in Tuesday's impeachment hearing before the House Intelligence, or we should call it Impeachment Committee, that the omission of the word Burisma was not significant. He attributed the omission to the fact that this transcript being produced may not have caught the word Burisma. It was in the transcript that was released as the company, which is accurate, Vindman testified. It's not a significant omission, he said, later adding, I didn't see that as nefarious. Vindman added that it was informed speculation that the folks that produce these transcripts do the best they can, and they just didn't catch the word. He also shot down conspiracy theories that the White House moved the call transcript to a secret server to keep it from the Democrats. Again, not so, Vindman said. Vindman testified Tuesday that the storing of the transcript in a secret server was not unusual. Why would it be put on a separate secret system, Vindman was asked. Well, this is definitely not unprecedented, he said. At times, if you want to limit access to a smaller group of folks, you put it on the secure system to ensure that a smaller group of people with access to the secure system have it. Now, what's interesting is the Democrats want to say that Trump was moving everything to a super secret server and nobody could see it, and he was just falsifying documents, and it was a quid pro quo. But nope, now it's bribery because bribery sold in the polls. So when the facts don't fit the narrative, and I've said this before, when the facts don't fit the narrative, they change the narrative or ignore the facts. The Democrats want you to believe that just what they say is true, never mind the facts. Never mind the evidence. Ratcliffe, thank God for him, throws it back at the Democrats today. He said only mention of bribery in 3,500 pages of impeachment transcripts is about Joe Biden. Rep. John Ratcliffe called out the Democrats in an impeachment hearing on Tuesday for continually changing the charges against President Donald Trump, with the latest being bribery, even though the more than 3,500 pages of transcripts so far have generated only one reference to it relating to former Vice President Joe Biden. Ratcliffe noted in his time for questioning the witnesses, Jennifer Williams, Special Advisor for Europe and Russia, Office of the President, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Director for European Affairs, National Security Council, that since the impeachment inquiry started, the alleged crime Trump committed while speaking to the Ukrainian president has evolved from quid pro quo to extortion and most recently bribery. Oh, yes, I forgot. They tried to float the extortion angle first. Miss Williams, you used the word unusual to describe the president's call last on July 25th. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you used the word inappropriate and improper. A word search each of your transcripts and the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere, Ratcliffe said. Miss Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to discuss President Trump's conduct, correct? Correct, Williams said. Colonel Vindman, you haven't either. That's correct. The problem is in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says it's all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense. No witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them. The number of times any witness has been asked whether President Trump's conduct constituted bribery before Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was asked by my colleague Congressman Stewart last Thursday is zero. The number of times witnesses have used the word bribery or bribery to describe President Trump's conduct in the last 6 weeks of this inquiry is zero. In fact, in these 3,500 pages exactly one time. Ironically, it appears in a description of not President Trump's conduct. It appears in a description of Vice President Biden's conduct. But Rep. Adam Schiff made it clear that the Democrats on the committee he chairs will decide what crime Trump allegedly committed. Just wanted to make one clear point, folks, that are watching the hearing today. Bribery does involve a quid pro quo. Bribery involves the conditioning of an official act for something of value. An official act may be a White House meeting. Did you hear that? A White House meeting could be considered bribery. An official act may be $400 million in military aid, and something of value to a president might include investigations of their political rival. It will be our job to decide whether an impeachable act of bribery has occurred. So bribery is really, I guess, what they're going to hang themselves on with Ukraine. And the only time that bribery has ever been mentioned in 3,500 pages, as Ratcliffe exposes, is related to Joe Biden. And I have to remind you from last week's testimony that the Obama investigation was coaching ambassadors like Marie Yovanovitch on how to answer questions related to the improper relationship of Hunter Biden, Burisma, and Biden, and how that might influence or look like a quid pro quo. Whatever the Democrats accuse us of is exactly what they're guilty of doing. And it looks to me in 3,500 pages, that is bribery. This is Megan Barth, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. We'll get back to the impeachment circus. And I always go back to, Louisiana when I want some more humor. This impeachment hearing is like Kavanaugh without the pink you-know-what hats. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Pay for it. Responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBX. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Back to Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. As I was going out, let's go back in. This is like this impeachment circus with the farting clown. It's like the Kavanaugh hearings without the vagina hats. And that is a quote I have to get tip my hat to the Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Kennedy said, "Well, you know, what these proceedings look to me like right now, they look like the Kavanaugh hearing without the vagina hats. This is going to be the most partisan. No, strike that. This will be the only partisan impeachment proceeding in the history of the United States. And all Speaker Pelosi and her team are doing is weaponizing impeachment as a political weapon. We got a farting clown. Minus the vagina hats and the impeachment circus today, the clown, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman." And the reason I say that is because he actually corrected Devin Nunes, when Congressman Nunes said, "Sir or Mr. Vindman," he goes, "will you please call me by Lieutenant Colonel?" Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman admits to violating chain of command, says Trump within rights to request foreign investigation. Let's go back. He admits to violating chain of command. And this admittance by Lieutenant Colonel Vindman came out from a cross by Jim Jordan. Let's go to this clip.
Colonel Vindman, why didn't you go after the call? Why didn't you go to Mr. Morrison?
I went immediately per the instructions from the July 10th incident. I went immediately to Mr. Eisenberg. After that, once I expressed my concerns It was an extremely busy week. We had a PCC just finished. We had the call, and then we had a deputies meeting, which consumed all of my time. I was working extremely long days. I attempted to try to communicate. I managed to speak to two folks in the interagency. I attempted to try to talk to Mr. Morrison. That didn't happen before I received instructions from John Eisenberg to not talk to anybody else any further.
So the lawyer, you not only didn't go to your boss, you said you tried, but you didn't go to your boss. You went straight to the lawyer, and the lawyer told you not to go to your boss?
He didn't tell me until... What ended up unfolding is I had the conversation with the attorney. I did my coordination, my core function, which is coordination. I spoke to the appropriate people within the interagency. And then circling back around, Mr. Eisenberg came back to me and told me not to talk to anybody.
I'm going to read from the transcript here. Why didn't you go to your direct report, Mr. Morrison? Your response was, this page 102, because Mr. Eisenberg had told me to take my concerns to him. Then I ask you, did Mr. Eisenberg tell you not to report, to go around Mr. Morrison? And you said, actually, he did. Say that. I shouldn't talk to any other people. Is that right?
Yes, but there's a period of time in there between when I spoke to him and when he circled back around. It wasn't that long a period of time, but it was enough time for me to...
Enough time to go to talk to someone that you won't tell us who it is, right?
I've been instructed not to, Representative Jordan.
Well, here's what I'm getting. The lawyer told you don't talk to any other people, and you interpret that as not talking to your boss, but... You talk to your brother, you talk to the lawyers, you talk to Secretary Kent, and you talk to the one guy Adam Schiff won't let you tell us who he is. Is that right?
Representative Jordan, I did my job.
I'm not saying you didn't. All I'm saying is the instructions from the lawyer was you shouldn't talk to anybody, and you interpret that as don't talk to my boss, but I'm going to go talk to someone that we can't even ask you who that individual is.
That is incorrect.
Well, I just read what you said.
That is
I shouldn't
incorrect.
Talk to any other people.
The gentleman has expired.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chairman, but yes, that sequence is not the way it played out.
I'm reading from the transcript, Colonel Vindman.
Jordan, please let Colonel Vindman.
Yeah, there's the sequence played out where immediately afterwards I expressed my concerns. I did my coordination function. Mr. Eisenberg circled back around, told me not to talk to anybody else. In that period of time, I did not.
Oh, so that's when it happened. That's when you talked with someone.
Mr. Heck?
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman answers to lawyers. He doesn't answer to his boss, and he certainly doesn't answer to this country. I don't know, I think a court-martial would have been kind of good for the effect in the impeachment circus. Goes out of chain of command, answers to lawyers, talks to Eric Scaramella, the whistleblower, that we can't interview, but the Senate can. We'll get back to part three of the impeachment circus, which Vindman says Ukraine asked him to be their defense minister three times. Three times, the Ukraine, the corrupt oligarchy of Ukraine asked Lieutenant Colonel Vindman to be their foreign defense minister, or their own defense minister. We'll get to that and more right after this break. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Don't go anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just got to watch
and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam.
President Trump's comments at the White House after a cabinet meeting. Of course, the president talking about the ongoing House impeachment investigation. As the second round of hearings continue, former special U.S.-Ukraine ambassador Kurt Volker says he played no part in any effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
At no time was I aware of or knowingly took part in an effort to urge Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Biden. As you know from the extensive real-time documentation I have provided, Vice President Biden was not a topic of our discussions.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow dropped 102 points to finish the day at 27,934. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of the segment, the show Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate, and I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217, anywhere in the United States. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you.
Welcome back to War, Raw and Unfiltered. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And let's get back to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was offered to be the Ukrainian Prime Minister three times, or the Ukrainian Defense Minister three times. Now, I had to run. I couldn't watch the rest, and I haven't checked Twitter, quite frankly, since I've been on the air. However, I'm curious as to when those three times were. Was it during the Hunter Biden relationship with Burisma, when Joe Biden perhaps was, you know, overseeing all things Ukraine? So I'd like to know when those three times. It was weird. It was a weird exchange. I heard it. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was born in the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and moved to the U.S. when he was a toddler, told the GOP Council on Tuesday during the Schiff Show trial that Ukraine asked him to be their defense minister three times. Vindman, who traveled to Ukraine to attend President Zelensky's inauguration, claimed he immediately dismissed their offers and informed his chain of command. To put this in perspective, Vindman told Ukraine to ignore President Trump because he thought Trump was wrong in his policy with Ukraine. Then leaked contents of Trump's phone call to the whistleblower in order to launch a coup to remove a duly elected president from office. What the hell was Vindman doing that led Ukrainian officials to believe he would make a great minister of defense for another country? At any point, did Mr. Alexander Danilyuk or something offer you a position of defense minister with the Ukrainian government? The GOP counsel asked Vindman. He did, Vindman replied. And how many times did you do that? The GOP lawyer asked. Vindman replied, I believe it was three. And do you have any reason why he asked you to do that? The counsel asked. Vindman said he didn't know why they asked him to become Ukraine's minister of defense, but added it would have been a great honor. Vindman refuses to characterize Joe Biden's threat to withhold aid as wrong. So we identified that the only time in the 3,500 pages of witness testimony during this impeachment circus that the only time bribery is mentioned is when it's referring to Joe Biden. We also know from the testimonies that we've suffered through the last 2 weeks is that everyone knew that Ukraine was a corrupt country. It went back years and years, and everybody knew that Burisma was a corrupt country because Burisma was tied to the government of Ukraine. So they were just basically pilfering dollars and money laundering dollars all through Ukraine and sending Joe Biden's sons Hunter, with no experience in Ukraine or in energy for that matter, $3 million. They knew this was going on. They coached their ambassadors to make sure, you know, how do you answer? Conflict of interest, they call it. Conflict of, pretty expensive conflict of interest. $3 million for knowing nothing. But Vindman refuses to characterize Joe Biden's threat to withhold aid as wrong. So we know that Joe Biden is on tape. Some people say, yeah, we heard it. But I didn't really, you know, think anything of it at the time. Well, no, of course not. Joe Biden was your boss. And I just keep hoping that this, the lawyer to Vindman is really his boss. But he was doing Biden's bidding. So independent opposition to impeachment jumps 10 points in a week. I want this impeachment circus to keep going because on the first day of the impeachment circus, the RNC raised, I think it was over $30 million. Keep going. Support for the Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry is dropping, and opposition is growing amongst independent voters. That is the sweet spot. Especially in Nevada, we've got more independent voters now, I think, than ever before. The poll released at the beginning of the second week at the House Intelligence Impeachment Committee's public impeachment hearings show that public support for impeachment, particularly among independents, is dropping hard and fast. The survey was taken November 15th to 17th amongst 1,994 voters and found that 47% of independents actively oppose the impeachment inquiry. This figure is a 10-point increase from last week. McConnell even stated it is inconceivable the Senate votes to remove Trump. So why, if we're making money and they're losing independents and they're having the deep state parade their sabotage, treason, sedition in public, I guess why stop them? Why would Nancy Pelosi be doing this? Why would they be putting all of their eggs like a suicide bomber on a suicide mission in Ukraine? That's really the question. Must be something real big. We must be over the target because we're getting a lot of flack. So the question always is, what are they hiding? And to me, I think they're hiding just what was a clearinghouse of corruption. Because you know who's not making any more money from Russian oligarchs? The Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation files $16.8 million loss. Hillary's name is basically poison. This is evidenced nowhere more in the fact that the Clinton Foundation has gone from turning over a revenue of almost $400 million in 2013 to actually losing almost $33 million since Donald Trump wiped the floors with Hillary Clinton in 2016. This comes from Zero Hedge. Newly released tax records show that the foundation reported a loss of almost $17 million in 2018 to add to the net loss of $16.1 million the previous year. So they've lost, in my quick math, $33 million in 2 years. The numbers don't lie. And in, I guess you would call it betting terms, that's a huge swing. Right? $433 million, poof, gone. In 2 years. Unbelievable. Where was all that money coming from? Maybe it was Ukraine. I think this FISA report that's imminent, and I don't know if you heard the news, but the IG will be testifying in front of the Judiciary Committee led by Lindsey Graham on December 11th. And that's related to all the FISA abuses. Do all the FISA abuses go back to Ukraine? Well, likely, because actually the whistleblower worked alongside a Ukrainian-American Democrat operative in order to get dirt on candidate Trump. I mean, you really have to be like a Helen Keller to try to follow the Democrat narrative. Because the facts are all right in front for all of us to see. But they want to cloud the facts with feelings. Well, how did that tweet make you feel? So we're going to impeach the president over feelings right now. What's also interesting is tied to Hillary Clinton. $433 million loss seemingly comes around the same time that Jeffrey Epstein was put in prisons. FBI investigating possibility of criminal enterprise in Jeffrey Epstein's death, prison's chief admits. So the one thing about Jeffrey Epstein's untimely death is that, of course, it covered up the most prolific pedophile's black book. And one of the most prolific pedophiles was the largest bundler for the who? Clinton Foundation, which just filed another $16.8 million loss. This is according to Fox News. Former New York City Department of Correction Deputy Warden Ed Gavin offers insight on the case. FBI investigators probing the death of Jeffrey Epstein are looking into whether a criminal enterprise may have played a role, the Bureau of Prisons director revealed Tuesday during testimony on Capitol Hill. Kathleen Hawke Sawyer made the admission during a line of questioning involving Senator Lindsey Graham in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. With a case this high profile, there has got to be either a major malfunction of the system of criminal enterprise at foot to allow this to happen. So are you looking at both? Is the FBI looking at both? The FBI is involved and they are looking at the criminal enterprise. Yes. The Democrat Network of Criminals, the DNC, the Democrat Network of Criminals is all resting, it seemingly, like on Ukraine. Because what's after Ukraine? Who knows? They'll just change the rules and change the narrative when the facts don't fit. We'll get back to the facts after this break and fight the left a little bit more, raw and unfiltered.
Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, no matter how big your family, no matter how many kids you have. I have four kids. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way health care should be. And you could do it today, this hour, this minute. There are no windows. No limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I know I did. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your healthcare costs and tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Welcome back. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. This is our last segment together. Always fun to be with you every Tuesday. Wayne is returning after the top of the hour. So this whole impeachment circus led by the farting clown known as Eric Fartwell. It's been going around as Fartwell. It goes around as some other things. I have my own nickname for it. But yeah, President Fartwell. That would go over really well. Do you think that, yeah, it doesn't smell well, is that was just whispered in my ear. While all this impeachment circus is going on, and I don't know about you all, I'm just here to fight the commies. Okay, that's pretty much why I've always taken a stand against the left. Why is it that communists and Marxists and progressives, as they call themselves, always find a home in the Democrat Party? The anti-Semites, they're at home in the Democrat Party. The commies, the Democrat socialists, whatever the hell that means. Why would you want to get closer to communism? Well, it doesn't seem like Donald Trump wants the communists to get close to us, because I don't know if you heard this, you probably didn't, because of the impeachment circus, but Trump rids major U.S. container port of Chinese communist control. Now, this happened in Long Beach. This comes from Judicial Watch. Under a long-term deal sealed by the Obama administration, geez, I wonder why it was sealed, a Chinese communist company was set to control the second busiest container port in the United States. In an unreported Trump administration victory, the communists are out after a drawn-out national security review forced a unit of China-based shipping holdings company
to sell the cherished container terminal business, which handles amongst the largest freight of imports into the U.S. I just give them our ports. Give the communists our ports. Why not? We might as well give them the Panama Canal while we're at it. It all started with a 40-year container terminal lease between the port of Long Beach in Southern California and Hong Kong. The Obama administration proudly signed the agreement. I remember this like it was yesterday, in 2012, giving China control of America's second-largest container port behind the nearby port of Los Angeles. One of the Trump administration's first big moves was to get the communists out of the port of Long Beach. That's a good thing, right? Yes. After a national security review and federal intervention, the Long Beach terminal business, which handles millions of containers annually, is finally being sold to an Australian company called Macquarie Infrastructure Partners. That essentially kills China's decades-long contract with the Obama administration, or maybe a stranglehold. The deal should never have been signed in the first place, considering the facility's size, significance, and the national security issues associated with the hostile foreign government controlling it. Geez, you think? We've been fighting communists, and I don't know about you, but I'm just here to fight the commies. And President Trump, not President Obama. No, President Obama never gave Ukraine lethal aid to defend themselves from communists. He gave them blankets. President Trump gave them missiles, lethal weapons. President Trump just took a stranglehold, a communist hold, ownership of one of our largest ports in our country, and he did it with sealed records. Why would you steal those records? Much like they want to steal all the testimony of the whistleblower. I thought there were two whistleblowers. It looks like maybe Eric Swalwell is the third whistleblower. So the communists come in all forms, right? They come in the form of Antifa. They come in the form of Maxine Waters. They come in the form of Maxine Waters, yes. Maxine Waters was just savaged by Ben Carson, but in the Ben Carson way, because all of these communist-controlled little states like California, Los Angeles, Berkeley, Oakland, where the commies have a real control, you find what? You find death, you find disease, you find drug use, you find needles, you don't find plastic straws, but you find typhus. So Ben Carson says, my mother always taught me that people shouldn't throw rocks, especially why they live in glass houses. Because of that wise lesson, I was a little surprised to read your hostile letter to President Trump regarding the record number of homeless Americans in California, particularly in your district. Your shamelessness knows no bounds, Waters had written Trump on October 28th, demanding answers on reports that the administration is mulling moving homeless people off the streets in California. Carson threw the charge back at her today in his response. Shamelessness is a career politician of 30 years laying blame. Shamelessness is allowing more than 55,000 Americans to live on the very streets they represent. To me, the most compassionate, obvious, and logical solution would be to get as many homeless Americans off the street with a roof over their heads as soon as humanly possible. That's how you fight the commies. You fight them tactfully, directly, and kindly, and mercilessly. We'll be right back with Wayne Allen Root. This is Megan Barrett. Reagan.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Google.com.